You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. President Trump's been lashing out at a migrant caravan making its way across Mexico towards the U.S. He's called it a national emergency and an assault on the United States, and has claimed, without producing any evidence to back it up, that the caravan is harboring terrorists and criminals. It's a very different situation from 30 years ago, when a federal immigration law was passed that included amnesty for millions of undocumented immigrants. Commentator Joe Matthews says there's a lot we could learn from that law and the effects that it had. In this installment of Zocalo's Connecting California, Joe talks about how the law came about.
The biggest person behind it was a Californian, President Ronald Reagan, who had a lot of experience with migration and immigration issues from California and was very worried about the number of undocumented immigrants. And he had personal experience and knew how people without legal status were in the shadows, couldn't really integrate with the country, and were subject to exploitation. It was something he talks about. So he tried in 82 and 84 to pass a bill, and finally in 86, after many compromises, got through a bill that is known as the Amnesty Bill. And it provided legal status for people who got through an application process and had come to the country before January 1st of 1982. The second thing it did is it began a pattern of enforcement and restrictions around undocumented immigrants that we've been building on ever since and that President Trump is still building on today.
I think it might come as a big surprise to some people to remember that Ronald Reagan, who's considered the father of the modern GOP, was in favor of amnesty. And the fact is that many of the opponents of the bill were actually Democrats who were concerned about organized labor and potentially taking jobs away from Americans. What was the impact of this bill? Who all was affected by it?
A little more than 3 million people went through the first phase of amnesty, which was a temporary residency status for 18 months. And ultimately, about 2.7 million people received a green card, permanent residency. A lot of them became American citizens and are pillars of our community and our families today. Reagan and his biggest ally in this, a very conservative Wyoming senator, Alan Kane Simpson, really wanted to get people out of the shadows. And they were also desperate to get immigration reform through because they felt that other politicians would scapegoat the issue, that ultimately, if you didn't deal with undocumented folks and integrate them into society, that people would come in and try to turn the country entirely against anybody coming to the country. They were right in impressions about that. The other thing, though, it did is it started a wave of new enforcement and security actions that we've seen over the last 30 years and have continued uninterrupted to today.
What form did those enforcements take? What did they do?
They've done a lot of different things. The ones in that bill were focused on hiring and development, but there were a lot of new restrictions put in place in the mid-90s. So now we basically have an immigration system, and certainly now that President Trump has embraced what he calls zero tolerance, which in the name of preventing illegal immigration has so many rules and so many backlogs and delays in it that it essentially attempts to make almost all migrants to the country illegal. That's de facto. That's sort of the Kafkaesque nature of the system. Because we haven't learned the lesson of 1986, which is that the enforcements really don't work. What really works in reducing undocumented immigration is amnesty. Studies have shown that amnesty, contrary to the conventional wisdom that it drew more people illegally to the country, did not. It actually is associated with a decline in illegal entries to the United States. And certainly the last 30 years of just focusing on enforcement haven't reduced our number of undocumented immigrants, have they? So it might be time to go back to 1986 and really look at what worked in a bill that has been just incorrectly slurred for 30 years.
Why was it slurred? What did people think was wrong with it?
Because immigration restrictionists, you know, don't like immigration. And it made a sort of common sense to say, oh, we gave people amnesty, so all these more people came. In fact, the real problem with the amnesty in 1986 is it wasn't generous enough. It ended up leaving out about 2 million people. Some weren't eligible because they had come after 1982, and the 80s were a time of great immigration. And there was a sort of short time window to get people through the process. And it also didn't have a provision to make amnesty routine, to allow it to happen every few years, since there is a demand for immigrant labor in this country, and it was going to draw people into the country. I mean, that's just reality of living in a big, rich, attractive country. So instead of sort of trying to improve and fine-tune amnesty since 1986, we've just put in all these restrictions that are about as, you know, effective as the drug laws were at stopping drugs. You know, Trump is really not a departure. He's just a new extreme where, you know, now refugees and children coming into the country are terrorists. And he's learning and railing about it. Doesn't mean you get fewer people who are of illegal status in the country. It just means it's even harder for them. And it's time to go back and to recognize that Reagan was right, and that amnesty really is the best policy we have in immigration.
Joe Matthews is a commentator with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week. And you are listening to KCRW.